Hey there, Family Twist fam. It's Corey here, welcoming you to another episode that's guaranteed to tug at those heartstrings and maybe even make you reach for that DNA kit you've been eyeing online. Now, before we dive in, let me paint you a little picture. Imagine you're Sharon Adams living your best life in Longmont, Colorado, just a hop, skip, and a jump away from turning 70. Life's good, but there's always been this little mystery box in your heart labeled, "Where do I really come from?" So you think, why not shake things up a little bit? You take a DNA test just looking for some health clues or maybe even a peek into your ancestry. And bam, the universe decides it's time to open Pandora's box. Not only do you find out who your dad is at this stage in the game, but you also hit the sister jackpot with Beth Mamo and Kathy Reddy. Talk about an emotional roller coaster. In today's episode, it's all about them. Kendall sits down with these incredible ladies to chat about their journey of discovery, the laughter, the tears, and everything in between. I'm just here to set the stage for this amazing story, so I'll let them take it from here. Trust me, you don't want to miss a second.
Well, welcome. I think it's so cool that all three of you can be on together. I'm going to start with probably the hardest question. So tell us a quick story about how you met.
It's all Beth's fault.
Yep. Yeah.
It is Beth's fault.
Did you buy the kit or something?
I take responsibility. Okay. Yep.
There you go.
I'm a librarian, and I'm curious, and I love the thrill of a hunt, and I had started doing genealogy research, and those ancestry kits are so cheap, I'm like, oh, why not? And so I did it, never expecting that I would get this message from this woman named Sharon, who claimed to be my half-sister, and your first reaction is, oh, this must be wrong.
Right. Yeah, that's what happened, I think, to the siblings that didn't know about me, that didn't know I existed. They thought I was just trying, I was maybe a fake, trying to get something from them, money or whatever. I get it. It's weird when you had zero idea that it could happen and then it does. But Sharon, I mean, it sounds like you always knew that. Well, you were always looking for your biological father?
No, I was not looking at all. Not looking at all. When I retired, I always was curious about my ethnicity because I didn't really, I mean, I had light blue eyes and blonde hair, and I just wondered, what's the other half of my story? And when I retired, I was just kind of curious about any medical history. And so my daughter had mentioned about the ancestry kits and said, Mom, you ought to do it. And so I did. One Saturday morning, and the girls have heard this before, but one Saturday morning before I had just gotten up, my coffee was brewing. I opened up my email, and I don't know. And there was an email from Ancestry. It said I don't know if the letters were actually big or the impact of the message was big, but this enormous message on my screen, remember,
right,
pre-coffee, was with 99% certainty or 98 or something, we have located your father or your son. Well, I knew I didn't have a son. I just looked at it. I mean, my mother had been deceased many years, several years. I just was, what? I thought I was going to find out that I was Irish or something. And this man is alive. Oh, my gosh.
So your mother had never given you any clues about who he might be or?
She said things, but my mother was mentally ill and hard to believe. She said a lot of grand things and everybody, we all dismissed. I mean, she was really eccentric and unpredictable. And my younger brother, who is also my half-brother, not with these ladies, but he had gone searching for his father, and it had ended badly.
And is your father, has he passed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Recently, like two and a half years. It'll be
almost three. So Sharon, did you get to meet him?
Twice, and I did get to tell him I loved him.
That's wonderful. Because we moved all the way across the country to be near my biological father, I can tell you how much it's meant to be around him. And he's suffering now from pretty severe dementia. So I'm so glad that when I first connected with him over 6 years ago, it wasn't quite at the point that it is now, because now he gets confused about my story and who I am. If you've listened to the podcast, you probably, spoiler alert, I've never spoken to my birth mother. She doesn't.
Yeah.
So when I first found them all, I had this recurring dream, I guess you'd call it a nightmare, that something happened to my birth mother before we ever got a chance to speak. And that's kind of stopped. I mean, that's horrible to say, isn't it? But I mean, I think 6 years in, I just probably, my psyche understands that it might never happen. And that's okay. I found a lot of people in the process. So it's been wonderful, but I'm so happy that you got to meet him.
It was absolutely wonderful. And Sheila, my sister's mom, is kind of responsible for making that happen.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, because he was pretty far into cancer treatment and also starting with some dementia. So he really didn't understand. He was in his 90s. Mm-hmm. And his memory just wasn't there. But we managed to get him to where Sharon was and tell him on the way.
They were sneaky.
Yeah.
And honestly, as wonderful as it has been that I met him, it's been equally wonderful to meet this special family.
And that matters a lot.
I have been embraced.
Yeah.
It's just been kind of nuts.
Yeah. No, that's so wonderful. And I kudos to Sheila, because no, that isn't the case. We hear so many stories of the parent who didn't know about the other child, and they're not receptive sometimes. Yeah. And that's so disheartening, because how in any way is it your responsibility for what happened?
Honestly, I don't even deserve this gift, because when I was in college, I have 6 half-sibling brothers. They're all brothers, but all half-siblings.
Wow.
And one, none of us had ever met. And he found my mother.
Wow.
And she called all of us up and said, hey, I don't even remember his name. How sad is that? But anyway, she said, he wants to meet you all. And all of us said, no, no. There was a lot of chaos around my mom. Yeah. And as I already said, a lot of grandiosity. And so here I denied this young man meeting the rest of his family. And yet I received nothing but acceptance from the mammal family.
Yeah, it was never right from the get-go, never a question of Kath and I not wanting to have a relationship with her. We just could not figure out how to tell my parents. My daughter was getting married in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Dad was in the midst of cancer. And we just went back and forth. What do we do?
And all of our kids knew something.
They could tell something was
up. They were so mad at us.
I've often heard the same thing, like that sort of like life is happening in the background. But when is the right time? You know what I mean? Like there's never an easy time.
Well, and there's so many pieces that just came together on this. I wouldn't say that. I have 2 brothers that still live in the same town. They live in Rochester. And I years would go by when we would only talk on Christmas Day. I love my brothers.
Yeah.
But to say that I visited Rochester frequently, I did not.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got the email about all of the mammal bunch, I said, it's really weird, but I'm coming to Rochester. What was it, like 2 weeks or something?
No, 2 days, because it was like literally within the week.
It was immediate. I mean, it was just right after. I was like, this is so incredible.
Wow.
And yeah. And I had been on 23andMe website for a year I was getting 5th and 6th cousins. And
hard to figure out who they even were.
Yeah. And then I reached out to a 3rd cousin, because that was the closest I'd gotten. And she said, you might try Ancestry. And that's where that's where things started rolling pretty quick.
I submitted my sample and then had a little anxiety, right? Like, I mean, I wanted to find anybody I could find. You know, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, what if I do and how will I, will it be overwhelming? Yeah, it was, yes, all of it. It was, but it was fantastic.
It was overwhelming. Yes. It really was overwhelming for us. Just trying to figure out how it was all going to play out. And we were sensitive to my mom, who was amazing. It was 7 years before my parents even met, but just all those little pieces.
I hear you, because I knew nothing about either side, but just like you, Sharon, I was so curious about, like, where do I come from? Like my ethnicity and things like that. And, you know, no surprises really there, but at the same time, I had zero idea.
Our kids just embrace Sharon. They just love her.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the other thing. My growing up was, I grew up with a lot of different people and a lot of bumps, but this family is just so incredibly close and so happy and supportive of each other. And they are all in each, they all know each other's bears and they're all They're all helping each other, which is just such a difference from, I mean, I grew up, I can't say that I ever felt lonely, mm-hmm. but I grew up alone. Mm-hmm. I raised myself, mm-hmm. and then just to meet all of these guys and watch them. I mean, they are a cast of fully developed characters.
Oh, really?
Oh my gosh, yes. And they're just a joy to watch.
Wow.
They are. And of course, with the two girls, they talk. Brothers don't talk very much.
And it's true, yeah.
They talk about sports.
They talk about sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Sharon has sisters now.
Yeah. So Beth and Kathy, do you have other siblings aside from Sharon too?
So I don't know if I mentioned it. We have a sister who passed away. It was very sudden. She was 39, and that was over 20 years ago. And it was devastating for all of us, including my parents. And so then to fast forward and find out you have another sister, it's really surreal. To this day, it's still surreal. We kind of feel like that was a gift from Mr. Pegg, you know. We have a brother as well.
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah.
And then, wow, Sharon has, you said, six half-brothers? Wow.
The first three boys are full brothers. My mother was married and she had three children, and then she had four more children after she was divorced.
Got it. Wow.
And she was, all of us were cared for, as was she, throughout her life by her parents. It was a heavy load for them, for mm-hmm. sure. I spent about 8 years in foster care with the same family, mm-hmm. and then about four more years part-time with that foster family. So a lot of bouncing around. And mm-hmm. the center of my family's universe was my mother's illness. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was very, very sick and very hard to deal with. Mm-hmm. And I think, and the girls have heard me say this, I am so empathetic to hearing about the importance of mental health, because my mother had all the support in the world. Her only brother was a psychiatrist, and yet her illness, it was the center of her universe and everyone else around her.
Mm-hmm. Well, kudos to her parents for really doing, you know, what they did.
She wore them out, but they worked very hard.
Wow.
And your fantastic foster mom.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. Yes, my foster mom. She was a lovely lady. She had a hard life herself. She raised 20 foster children. There's two of us that went to the foster home, one of my brothers and myself, and we were like 14 months apart, and we were number 19 and number 20, and we stayed with her the longest. So, she was a professional parent. She'd been around the block a few times, but she had a really hard life. In addition to having foster, she worked nights.
Wow. Sharon, do you have children?
I have two daughters. Yes.
And have they gotten to know their cousins?
Not cousins, but they've gotten to know their aunt. I have one daughter that lives close to me here. I live near Denver. Mm-hmm. And when Beth and Kathy have come and visited me in my home, what, twice? Did you come
three times? Yeah.
Three times.
That's right. Came just before the pandemic. We,
that's right.
No, we literally flew home the day before everybody shut down.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Yeah.
But my other daughter lives in New Orleans, so I haven't met Sarah.
Logistically difficult. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah.
But Sharon, you mentioned before that when Megan first met us, like just the similarities that she saw.
Yes, the resemblance. I mean, Kathy and I, especially, my hair is pretty short now, but my hair was lifelong and a lot like Kathy's. Yeah. And speaking of similarities, I mean, culturally, my brothers were all kind of like accountants and engineers and black and white types. And
yeah.
And here's this emotional, artistic family, and I'm doing art right now.
Cool. Yeah, I think finding those similarities are what's so interesting for me too, because I grew up as an only child, really, and you know, do I have siblings out there and. Do we look alike and do we have the same mannerisms? And, you know, Corey loves to watch me with my brother, my local brother, Chris, because we are not alike in many ways, but we do. It's just naturally we have some of the same mannerisms and even the way we talk. It's just really pretty interesting, but.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Power of genetics. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know. I was 47 when I found him. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of wondering, right? Like, what? I wonder who I'm like. And it is really, and then so that's my father's son. And then my mother's daughter, you put us together. And it's also interesting to see how similar we look. I mean, thankfully she's not bald. Good for her. Like in our faces, we just favor and it's really just, and still, it makes me emotional when I'm with her. Sometimes if I look in them, you know, like we were standing near our, we have a little entry hall and we were standing by the mirror one time and we both caught a glimpse and it just made me emotional. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love you so much. You know, have a glass of wine.
For us, when that very, very first time we met, I think we were a little reserved, I think, because it took us a while to figure out how this happened. You know, really that sense of feeling reserved went away pretty quick.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to travel together here next month.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
That's summer. Yeah.
First trip to Ireland. We're psyched.
Oh, for all of you, it's your first?
First, yeah.
When I went to Ireland, I didn't know that I was partly Irish. But one of my favorite vacations of my life, it was just fantastic. I was spoiled. I never, ever take long vacations, but we spent 17 days there.
Oh,
it was I mean, never really went north, but flew into Shannon on the western side, spent time down the western coast, the southern coast, and then ended the trip up in Dublin. With day trips kind of in interior, and it was just beautiful. You're not supposed to say you have a favorite city. I don't want to alienate other Irish people, but I loved Cork. Cork was just, I feel like if I could live there, it would just be wonderful. But anyway, you'll love it.
Galway is beautiful too.
Say that one more time.
I said, I hear Galway is supposed to be beautiful.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Can't wait.
Yeah. I want to go back. And that's not something Corey and I did together. So and he's never been, so he'd love to go. So who knows? Who knows?
And Beth has done so much ancestry work. Oh my goodness. How far back have you taken the records?
Like 1700.
Wow.
And we just recently discovered, because Sharon's, our father's family all came from Sicily.
Mm-hmm.
And Sharon's mother's family is from Sicily. So Sharon's actually 100% Sicilian.
Wow.
And we just discovered that on her mom's side, they weren't very far from where my dad's ancestors were, maybe an hour.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
All it took them was to come over to the Americas to find each other, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I love those kinds of things too. It's just, you know, again, for me, it was just coming from zero knowledge and trying to embrace all those things. But I think many people don't have family surprises come up. They're often surprised by what they find.
We did immediately start sending each other pictures. Picture of Sharon when she was a little girl, and there was a picture of Kathy at the same age, and you just, it's unbelievable.
Wow. I love that. Yeah. I hope you get to connect with as many people as you can, Sharon. It's just, it's wonderful.
This is an unexpected, huge gift.
Yeah.
Very unexpected. It just threw me a curveball for
right.
sure.
Right.
And all my family, my brothers, my daughters, they're all so happy for me to have this new family. I call them my new sisters, my new family.
Yeah,
they've been great to us, too. We've met them several times, and they've just been great.
Oh, that's...
Your parents have been Alan is our buddy.
Yeah. We just love him.
Yeah. My husband is out with my grandson. I don't know how you go to a car show at an Einstein bagel shop, but... That's where they went.
Alan has multiple times told us how happy he is for Sharon and for all of us, and really encouraged the visits we've had. And I mean, we go out there and we take over their house.
Well, having a spouse or a partner be supportive, it helps a lot. I had talked about for a while getting one of the DNA kits, and then I just hadn't done it. And again, my mind was more, you know, I just was interested in, not just, but first interested in the ethnicity, but Corey was just bound and determined. He's like, there have to be people out there that you're he didn't care if it was a 10,000. He just wanted me to have something.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
It was amazing.
I guess it was through 23andMe about the medical condition that we all have. I didn't have any idea about that.
And Sharon went right out and got tested, and it was...
Bingo, I had it.
Was it something you needed to address right away or just watch for?
No, I actually ended up having surgery not too long afterwards. And yeah, it was a consideration during that surgery.
Wow. You know, benefits, right? That are just, it just matters so much. Right. I mean,
I can remember Beth saying, now make sure everybody in the family has this. So make sure you test it for it.
It just makes you feel a little more at ease. Right. With all the medical possibilities. A lot of adoptees go through that, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Especially if they don't know either side of the family. When I was having a little issue in my 20s and the doctor saying, oh, you should have a colonoscopy. And I was like, I'm in my 20s. But you know what I mean? Like with no family history, it made sense. Thankfully, it ruled out things, which is wonderful. But, you know, it was terrifying. You know, I thought. Nobody 24 wants to hear that, you know.
That makes sense, though. You just don't know what's on the other side. Yeah.
Right. And I always hated that new form. Anytime you change the healthcare provider, they hand you the form or you're online and they're asking you 100 questions. And like, don't know, don't know, don't know.
It's very true.
Yeah. Well.
Well, I think that this DNA has just been such a game changer. For these issues, cold cases, solving cold murders and things like that. And honestly, like when you look at the adoption process now, if you're going to give a child up for adoption, you pretty much, you know, have to assume that they're probably going to find you someday.
Right.
Yep.
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 Which from a standpoint of stigma, I think that's wonderful because I think it's going to help adoptees not feel so stigmatized by adoption, which I never did, but a lot of people do. And I think it will hopefully keep those family secrets. There's no reason for them, right?
It's a different culture we live in now.
Right.
Yeah. Sure.
Because I think about, you know, the stories that I hear about my birth mother and what stigma she had, you know, in 1970 when I was born, you know, that the family really kept it very quiet, you know, the fact that I was even around. And I get it. It was part of the culture, but
I have to say that, you know, our parents raised us in a typical Catholic Italian Irish family, strict, you know, not abusively strict, but if one of our father's girls came home pregnant, it just that, you know, no way. You know, and so the irony of meeting Sharon and Yeah, knowing that, you know, he wasn't any kind of angel when he was 25. Yeah.
Poor dad.
But he was a little embarrassed, you know.
Well, we're all human, right? You know?
But, and he was good looking.
Yeah.
One other thing, I think you'll enjoy, Kendall, because I do get the sense from your podcast where you sit politically.
It's not hard.
I mean, that was, it's hard. It's really hard nowadays. And I think, I don't know that we right off the bat had that conversation, Sharon, but I remember Robin, Sharon's niece, we had all met her, and she came right out and asked me. And at that time, I think, Trump was running, I think. And my father was very upset about that. And he basically said, I need to stay alive long enough to vote so I know he doesn't get in. Then when I said that to Robin, she was like, oh. So ridiculous.
There is that. It's so funny how I assumed that I might be more politically in line with some of my siblings. And I think there's only one of the six that I, it's just tough. It's like, woo.
It's tough now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in line with all my new family.
Yeah.
My brothers, two of them are Republicans.
Yeah.
And my younger brother, I think he's both.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
I'm not moderate. I'll say that, but that's who I became. But and it's funny. It's only contentious with one of them. We don't give us a little bit of whiskey because, oh my goodness, we just and we don't yell, but we're very vocal about our belief. Part of being a family.
Yeah, it makes the world go around.
That's right. Well, I hope that you all are open to staying connected with us. We're so curious to see how this story continues to unfold.
We'll do some selfies in Ireland and send them.
There you go. That would be so cool.
Yeah. Great idea.
And just like that, we've come to the end of an episode that's been nothing short of a heartwarming saga. Sharon, Beth, and Kathy's story is a beautiful reminder of the unexpected turns life can throw our way and the incredible discoveries that await us when we embrace them with open arms. I've got to hand it to Kendall for guiding us through such a touching conversation. He really felt an instant connection to these sisters. It's stories like these that make us so happy that we started this thing called Family Twist. From finding family members you never knew you had, to uncovering stories that feel like they belong in novels, it's all in a day's work for us here. So, to our listeners, whether you're thinking about taking that DNA test, searching for long-lost relatives, or just enjoying the wild tales of others, we truly appreciate you. And remember, family secrets are the ultimate plot twist.